In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Amen. Well, today we celebrate Palm Sunday, which marks our Lord's most blessed and triumphant entry into Jerusalem, as foretold by the prophet Zechariah. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Proclaim it aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king comes to you. He is righteous and saving. He is gentle and mounted upon a donkey, even a young foal. And as Christ passed through the gates of the city, as he rode upon its streets, as the gathering crowd laid palm branches before him, a cloud of great expectation hovered over it all. The expectation that Messiah is come. They must have been mumbling to themselves, he is here, he is here. And he will make war upon the Romans and restore us to our lost nationality and sit upon his throne and rule according to our law. That was the mentality of the Jews. And this hope, this expectation, was no doubt heightened by the miracles that they witnessed Jesus performing, healing the sick, restoring sight to the blind, and raising the dead from the grave. And in part, could you blame the multitudes for wanting to make him their king? A man who had not only performed many wondrous works, but also spoke with power and unparalleled wisdom. But Jesus did not come to be made a king himself, at least in the sense in which they understood it to be. Jesus came to save. He came to save others, not just some, not just the Jews, but everyone, everyone. But if Jesus did not come to be made a king, at least in the conventional way of demonstrating power through force, how could he save others? How could he possibly save and protect his people? The answer lies within this morning's gospel, of which the church calls the Passion of our Lord. And if we had to pick just one word to define Holy Week, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a better word than passion. But what is passion? Well, the dictionary states that the word passion is a very strong feeling about a person or thing. It is an intense emotion, a compelling enthusiasm, or a yearning desire. Okay, so we know, or at least have an idea of what passion is. What does it mean to have passion? What does passion mean for the likes of you and me? What does it mean for Christ? Well, let me ask you, how often do you have to work? I mean, really, truly labor to attain what you want to accomplish. We all know that the good things in life often do not come easy. That if you want to get where you want to go in life, you have to focus. You have to work hard and give up certain comforts and activities. And yes, even temporarily, seemingly shunning family and friends to do so. And sometimes you do this for years and years and years before you are able to attain what you desired. You see, A passion puts you to work. A passion is what you are willing to sacrifice in order to accomplish a goal. And as we enter into Holy Week, and as we have just heard through the message of the gospel, we see just how much Christ was willing to sacrifice in order to accomplish his atoning work of salvation. He sacrificed it all. What does he say in John chapter 15? Greater love hath no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You see, there is no greater passion than this, to die on behalf of another. And such a sacrifice, as we all know too well now, for Christ, it certainly did not come easy. It was work. It was work to endure the chains. It was work to endure the spitting. Work to have compassion and patience with the Sanhedrin as they insulted him following his arrest and prior to his dispensation by Pilate. We all know and read the miracles he performed and how easily he could have stopped it all. But that was not his way, nor was it the way of his Father in heaven. We know, and I will tell you as the chief of sinners, that the pathway towards working out our salvation takes work. It's hard. Most assuredly, the hardest thing we will ever have to do in this life. But as it was for us, so it is for Christ. It is a labor of love. Why? Because love endures. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things, for love never fails. The passion of Jesus Christ is a labor of love. It is love that conquers. For which is greater, to overcome a multitude through force and establish subservience, or to gain a friend or a brother or a sister through love? And while we cannot currently go out into the world and preach that love to the dark corners of the world, to which we have been commissioned to do due to the confines of this pandemic, this is the time to allow the love of Christ and the truth of his passion to cascade over the dark places of our hearts. And not just our hearts, but our homes as well. If we would only see this time of confinement as a tremendous opportunity to strengthen within the household the bond of love that Jesus Christ has for us. May we, through the duration of Holy Week, embrace the passion of our Lord as our own, and following in his footsteps, save not just ourselves, but countless others, and overcome a dark and despairing world through the light of his divine resurrection. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.